you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Marine scientists say they found what they believe to be more than 25,000 barrels that possibly contain DDT dumped off the Southern California coast near Catalina Island. A massive underwater toxic waste site had long been suspected, and dumping it believed to have been going on all the way back to World War II, even the 1930s. The more than 27,000 barrel-like objects were captured in high-resolution images as part of a study by researchers at UC San Diego's Scripps Institute of Oceanography. They mapped more than 56 square miles of seafloor between Catalina Island and the LA coast. This is a region previously found to contain high levels of DDT in sediments and in the ecosystem. Historical shipping logs show industrial companies here in Southern California used that offshore area as a dumping ground up until 1972, when the Ocean Dumping Act, the Marine Protection Act, was enacted. Disposal of industrial, military, nuclear, and other hazardous waste was a typical practice, particularly early and midway through the 20th century. And DDT is probably not the only toxic material that's been dumped off there. The underwater drones that were used to do this surveying found more than 100,000 total debris objects. And again, more than 25,000 of them were what appear to be barrels, and DDT could well be what's inside. With us is Professor of Earth Science and Biology at UC Santa Barbara, David Valentine. He's been researching the effects of DDT. Professor Valentine, very good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Were even people that have been, you know, following this closely and doing some of the earlier research shocked by the scale of the dumping there?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us were shocked by the scale of the dumping. Back in the 40s and 50s and into the early 60s, you know, dumping had been a common practice. To the point where the regional water quality boards gave permits for specific locations where wastes could be dumped into the ocean. But what we see in the data coming out of Scripps is that even that location that the dumpers were given was really just ignored, and that dumping occurred all over the seafloor between the mainland and Catalina.
Reading Scripps' report on this, one of the things that's stunning is that they saw the trail of dumping from moving ships or barges that would be miles long, and you just see the pattern as they went along, just dumping barrel after barrel after barrel, and just to your point, clearly not in any sort of confined area.
No, it really wasn't. And we were down there at the site in 2011. And we, at the time, had a remotely operated vehicle that we were working with. And so we had cameras and video. And we saw the first hints of these linear features from the data. And, you know, we sort of envisioned this boat and somebody just throwing barrel after barrel after barrel, but over a very small area. And what we now see coming out of this Scripps survey is that these boats went for miles and miles and miles, 10 to 15 miles perhaps, maybe more. We don't really know when they stopped and turned around and started coming back to port. It's just these what I'm calling hotlines of barrel waste on the seafloor.
The debris objects beyond the clearly identified barrels, could those be barrels that lost their integrity? Could they be similar substances that were dropped in other kinds of containers that more quickly decomposed?
Yeah, and I think to your point, the number of 27,000 that Scripps came up with from their survey is really a very much a lower limit, and for a couple of reasons. One, because the survey area that they covered did not reach the full extent of where the dumping occurred. If you look at the edges of their survey area, there's still an abundance of barrels. And there could be quite a bit more seafloor that has objects dumped to it. But in addition to that, the barrels themselves, they give different signals using the sonar type system that that Scripps was using. And things that were decomposed or things that are maybe a little more deeply buried in the sediment or maybe barrels made out of different materials all can give what we call a false negative. That is, there's actually a barrel there, but it doesn't meet the criteria that Scripps set in the survey to be counted as a barrel-like object. When we were down there, we we saw about 60 of these barrels, and they were in all sorts of different shapes and sizes and conditions. And so I think it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Professor, why was this then widely used pesticide, DDT, why was it dumped offshore?
So what was dumped was not the DDT itself. It was the residual waste material from the manufacturing process. And so when DDT was made by Montrose Chemical at their L.A. manufacturing facility, they got the purified DDT from the reaction, but you end up with a lot of waste material. And particularly, it depends on the quality of the material that you're using for the synthesis, and that can all vary quite a bit over time. But you run this chemical reaction at an industrial scale, and you pull off the DDT, and what's left is a slag at the bottom of the reactor. And the company didn't have many options of what to do with that, and so they put it in barrels, shipped it over to the Port of L.A. Long Beach, and a company would barge it out and dump it in the ocean for them, to the tune of potentially a couple of thousand barrels a month over a 12-year period.
And there were other toxic substances like PCBs that were dropped there similarly because there really was no toxic waste site to take them?
I am not aware of any PCB dumping that occurred, which is another class of very toxic chlorinated compounds. So I'm not aware of any PCB dumping in that area. But there were other compounds, other materials that that were dumped. We have direct evidence of the DDT that was dumped from samples that we collected in 2011 that had incredibly high concentrations of DDT and its entire family of compounds, dozens of similar type compounds. And with that, we also found petrochemical wastes that appear to be from some form of petroleum distillation, as you would expect coming out of the oil industry. And those wastes were mixed together. We have records of a variety of other wastes that were also dumped. But again, I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg, understanding first the magnitude of the DDT waste, and we haven't really even got into what all of these other compounds were or what they might be doing today.
We're talking with UC Santa Barbara Professor of Earth Science and Biology, David Valentine. He's been researching the effects of DDT, and he's worked as an advisor to the Scripps Institute of Oceanography at UCSD during its research. And we're talking about the findings from that remarkable project of more than 27,000 barrels on the ocean floor, a huge area off of Catalina Island. Professor, what are the currently known negative effects of the dumping?
Well, we don't know the extent to which this dumping that occurred down deep between Catalina and the mainland, we don't know how much of that material is working its way back into animals in the ocean. It's one of our big unknowns. It's a major concern because DDT has such negative effects for ocean ecosystems. But right now, we're still at a very early stage of understanding how much is there, what condition it's all in, how much has actually escaped the containment, how much has been naturally destroyed by bacterial processes, and how much has gotten back into the animals that call the ocean home. Those are some of the big questions that we need to tackle moving forward.
Is it safe to assume that as the barrels degrade over time, that the threat could well increase from the DDT?
You know, we don't know. There's a balance between the extent to which decomposing barrels can release more material, balanced by a long-term burial process that occurs in these deep ocean settings, where materials can be buried and effectively removed away from active animal activity. And we don't know the balance between those yet. It's I think, an important balance for us to understand, but we're really not there yet in understanding it.
And cleaning up a debris field this big, is this something that's even feasible to do?
I think that we're not at a point where we can fully make that assessment, and in part because we don't know which of these barrels contain which of the different wastes. And if we focus in on the things that we're really worried about, which I think DDT and its family of compounds are at the top of the list, I think that we need to know more before we can make that assessment. We need to know which of these barrels contain DDT. We need to know how much of that has already escaped into that environment, and how much it is likely to be working its way back into animals. And once we've begun to lay that foundation, then I think we'll have a lot more knowledge base to chart that path forward.
Are we talking about a decades-long process to accomplish this?
I think we're looking at many years. Certainly a decade would be a reasonable time frame to lay that foundation of understanding.
Professor Valentine, thank you so much for being with us today and explaining the importance of this survey of the ocean floor off Catalina.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Professor of Earth Science Biology at UC Santa Barbara. It's Air Talk on KPCC. Coming up, the award show's doldrums, the Oscars with fewer than half of their viewers, what they had a year ago, which was the previous record low in audience. It's still a big audience by television terms, but the trend is clear. And you're seeing it with other award shows as well. Are award shows doomed to go the way of the TV variety program? Is it just something this time has passed? We'll talk with KPCC entertainment reporter John Horn. He'll be with us very shortly. We'll be back in just 90 seconds.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.